The Adventures of Jungle Jim. A complete radio episode based on the action pictures and characters of the same name that appear every Sunday in the Comic Weekly.
Brew already?
Sure I do. The cold country does.
Well, don't you think she's entitled to a break?
If I didn't, I wouldn't have arranged to release you on your own parole. On your own reconnaissance, the legal phrase is.
You're releasing me?
Have I got your word of honor that you'll keep yourself available?
If you think you have to ask me that, we'd better skip the whole thing.
Sorry, Captain. Just a formality. Have I?
Of course.
Then I want you to help me by keeping a watchful eye on Miss Lorne. You see, you can do it without frightening her.
Without Lawson, you'd better tell me what this is all about.
Maybe you can guess if I tell you that Earl Basehart was in prison on a charge of kidnapping.
Kidnapping?
Yeah. And he never worked alone. That car smash-up took care of three of them, but I'm sure there are others.
You mean it was Jane they were following?
Right. I can't prove it, of course, but I'm pretty sure.
Oh, no wonder you say they shouldn't have let Jane go. She was safer right here.
When they released her, she said something about being on duty at the Hollywood canteen.
That's right, she did. That's where I'll look for her.
Good. And once you find her, don't let her out of your sight.
Determined to find and protect Jane Lauren, Jim heads immediately for the Hollywood canteen. We'll see what happens there in just a moment. Meanwhile, make a mental note that this Sunday and every Sunday, you can brighten up your day with America's favorite funnies. That all-star cast of the Comic Weekly is ready and eager to bring you thrills, excitement, mystery, and suspense. Each issue of the Comic Weekly goes into more than 6 million homes, brings never-failing enjoyment to 15 million readers. Now, that's a lot of folks to please week in, week out. But the Comic Weekly has the answer, for each issue contains more than 24 of your favorite features. Features that make Sunday morning adventure time. 15 leading Sunday papers distribute the Comic Weekly from coast to coast. Ask your dealer for the Sunday paper in this area that includes the Comic Weekly. You'll find the figure of Puck and the name, the Comic Weekly, at the top of the front page. Now, to the deceivingly harmless-looking gaiety of the Hollywood canteen and Jungle Jim.
So you finally got here, huh, Jane? It took you long enough.
Why, Matt, don't tell me you've been counting the minutes with bated breath.
As a matter of fact, I have.
Really?
Oh, don't worry. Not for the reason you think.
Okay, skip it. For a minute, I thought you were going to break down and say you were glad to see me.
Why, I am, babe. I am.
Yeah. You're so glad you can hardly restrain yourself.
Sure. Any guy is glad to see $5 walk through the door.
$5? I don't get it.
No? Well, I get it. Right now. You see that sandy-haired corporal standing in front of the cigarette case?
What about him?
You see how he's ogling at us? That's because the sucker bet me $5 that you and me were not personal friends.
Oh, that's why you're glad to see me.
Oh, well, not exactly, of course.
I can't stop you from collecting, Mac, but you'll be doing it under false pretenses. Every time you open your mouth, you make it more and more clear we're anything but friends.
Well, Jane,
Save your breath. And now I've got work to do, so goodbye.
I'll talk to you again when you've cooled off.
Have some more coffee and sink it, soldier?
No, thanks. Say, you're Jane Lauren, aren't you?
That's right. Well, how about an orangeade then, Orange?
Well, I'd rather just talk, if you don't mind.
Oh. Well, anything special you want to talk about?
Yes, there is. Something very special to me.
Sounds like girl trouble.
Yes, you're right. Oh, not the way you mean. I'm not lovesick or anything. It's really serious.
Then you better get it off your chest.
Thanks. I guess you think I've got some nerve. Here you are, giving up your time and everything to entertain us.
We're all here to do what little we can, soldier.
The name is Hill, Miss Lauren.
I'll remember.
Couldn't we... Isn't there someplace we could go? I won't take much of your time, I promise.
All right, Mr. Hill. This corner over here ought to be nice and quiet.
Oh, this is swell. Like a cigarette?
No, thanks, but you go ahead. Now, what's your problem?
I'm not sure how to begin. I know that you movie stars are up against all kinds of rackets. But you see, I have a sister in pictures.
Oh, really?
Sally Day, she calls herself. I don't suppose you know her.
No, I'm afraid not.
She only plays, what do you call them, bits?
Oh, yes. A few lines here and there. Well, that's how a lot of us got our start.
Yes, ma'am. That's why I knew you'd understand. I'm worried about Sis. Her luck has been bad lately, and she's not in a healthy frame of mind.
Oh, the poor kid. I know what she's going through.
Her letters have hinted that she might even, well, do something desperate.
Oh, no.
It's got me down. You see, I've been in base hospital for over 3 weeks,
I've wondered why you're so much paler than the other soldiers.
If you'd talk to Sis, she only lives around the corner. If you'd pep her up a little.
If she's really got talent, maybe I can do more than that.
Oh, gee, that's... Oh, you're as swell as everybody says you are. Can I call her right now? Can I tell her you'll talk to her?
Well, I'm on duty here,
hey,
you know.
Jane, Jane. Gee, you're harder to find than a dime after payday. I just want you to know I told that sucker to keep his money. Honest, Jane, I...
Oh, for Pete's sake. Please, Miss Lauren. Her apartment's just around the corner.
All right, Mr. Hill. Call your sister. The phone booth's right there.
Okay, don't go away now. I'll tell her we'll be right over.
Well, who's that character, Jane? What goes on?
His name is Hill, Mac. He's got a sister in pictures, Sally Day. I promised to help her.
Oh. Well, I hear Tommy Dorsey's band is coming. Can I snag a dance with you?
You sure you can stand my company, Mac?
Well, since you're asking, no, I'm not so sure. But I'm game to give it a whirl if you are.
Why waste even a few minutes of your liberty on someone you can't stand?
Well, I didn't say that, baby.
And
I...
don't call me babe.
Okay. Frenchie told me to put on my boxing gloves before I talk to you. Guess he was right, huh?
Where is Frenchie?
Oh, he powdered out. He wanted to look up some French restaurant downtown. Say, where's Jim and Sing Lee?
Miss Lauren. Miss Lauren.
You wouldn't believe me if I told you, Mac. Yes, Mr. Hill?
This is worse than I thought. Sis answered the phone all right, but she sounded barely conscious. Just kept moaning goodbye and how sorry she was. I think she's turned on the gas.
Huh?
We've got to get over there right away.
Well, I'll come with you.
Oh, you better stay here, soldier. This is a family affair.
Yeah, since when was Jane?
You're no help, Max. Stop butting in. Come on, Mr. Hill. It's a lucky thing your sister only lives around the corner.
Yes, Miss Lucky. I called her when I did, too.
Well, of all the dames, what a waste of time. Okay, lady, I'll take one of those sandwiches. Thank you. Now, if you've got a piece of rope handy, I'll hang myself.
Oh, Mac. Hey, McGovern.
Well, for the love of... Hey, Jim, don't you know that officers are not allowed in this...
I know, Mac, I know. That's why I took the glory bars off my shoulders. But this is an emergency. Is Jane Lauren around anywhere?
Why, she was, Jim, but she put on her girl scout suit and went off to do a good turn.
She went off... What are you talking about, Mac? It's important.
Jane got buttonholed by some punk named Hill. His sister's an actress, see, and he wanted Jane to help her. Then he called his sister and said something about she turned on the gas. Jane went hot-footing it out with him.
She went out with him? Where?
Cripes, how should I know? They said something about it being just around the corner. They only left a minute ago.
Oh, then maybe we're still in time. Come on, we're getting out of here.
Okay. When you can spare a minute, maybe you'll draw me a map. Where's Sing Lee, anyway?
Well, I'll tell you about it later. Excuse me, miss. Going now, please, soldier. Say, Mac, wasn't Frenchie with you?
He headed into L.A. half an hour ago. Oh, I'm sorry, buddy.
Just around the corner, Mac?
That's where he said his sister's apartment was.
Well, makes it simple, anyway. There's only one apartment house around the corner. Hey, you said the name was Hill?
Yeah, but the sister had a different handle. Something Day. Sally, I think.
Okay. But if this is what I think it is, the name's a phony anyway.
If it's what you think it is...
Oh, why didn't you stay with her, Mac? Why did you let her out of your sight?
Cripes, didn't I try to? Didn't she treat me like I had leprosy or something? And now you come along
I'm sorry, fellow. I forgot you didn't know.
Know what?
Now, watch it. We can't buck this traffic. Oh, pin these bars back on my shoulders, will you?
Sure. Stand still.
All right.
Brother, I certainly feel like a stranger in these parts. What's going on?
No sign of her anywhere in the street. They probably had a car waiting.
What car? Who did? Turn around. I'll get the other shoulder.
Oh, never mind. We've got a green light now. Hurry.
Too bad there isn't a traffic cop on duty at this corner. He might have...